Tarzan's Hoosier Connection on this moment of Indiana history, presented with support from the Indiana Historical Society, working to preserve and protect our state's past. Membership includes a subscription to Traces, the Society's quarterly history magazine. More information at indianahistory.org. One of the best-recognized literary and cinematic icons of the 20th century was brought to life by three Hoosiers. Edward Rice Burroughs' 1914 novel, Tarzan of the Apes, told the story of John Clayton, Lord Greystoke, the infant son of British nobility, marooned on the coast of Africa, who was raised by apes after being orphaned. When Burroughs' first novel was adapted for the screen, Hoosier-born Elmo Lincoln debuted in the title role. Toward the twilight of the silent era, the sixth Tarzan picture was released. Tarzan and the Golden Lion starred James Hubert Babe Pierce, a native of Freedom, Indiana, and an All-American football star at Indiana University. Tarzan creator Burroughs, who cast Pierce in the film, introduced him to his daughter, whom Pierce subsequently wed. James and Joan Burroughs Pierce went on to play Tarzan and Jane in 364 radio programs in the early 30s and were married for 40 years. They are buried next to one another in Shelbyville, Indiana, in graves reading Tarzan and Jane. Still another athlete-turned-actor figures in the Hoosier Tarzan saga. The star of the 1959 release, Tarzan the Ape Man, Denny Miller, was born in Bloomington Hospital in 1934. Denny Miller went on to play for the UCLA Bruins when tapped by a talent scout on Sunset Boulevard. This moment of Indiana history is a production of the Indiana Public Broadcasting Stations in association with the Indiana Historical Society. More information is available online at momentofindianahistory.org.